Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, she responds to Lui Nishma Sam Yaakov Shom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Tzoyto Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara with Aleph speaks about someone who worships Hashem from Ava, from love, and one who worships Hashem Miyiro, with awe. As Rashi points out, it's not the same thing as the Gemara said earlier, Posh Miyiro, because there we talk about Yiro, fear of punishment. But here we talk about awe, we talk about someone who stands for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is in awe from the what's called Yiras HaRoimimus by Baalei HaMusar. So the Gemara says the difference is, because someone who does Me'avo, he gets Schus of 2,000 generations. And someone who does from Yiro, he gets a Schus of only 1,000 generations. What is the meaning of the 2,000 and the 1,000? So the Maharal and Tiferes Yisrael explains an idea, which is explained a little bit more based on what he says in the Siv Ahavas Hashem. And we'll start with a short akdomo, what I heard from my Rebbe Ramush Shapir Zatzal many times. The ultimate number in Lashon HaKodesh is 1,000. There's no higher number than 1,000. In the counting of the Torah, the word 1,000 is Elif, and that's the highest number possible. Even though we do find in the Torah the word Revavo, which means 10,000, but Revavo is not the meaning 10,000. Revavo is Lashon Ribui, a lot. It's not the actual number. The highest number possible is 1,000. Furthermore, we know Pibali Kabbalah, when you go through Aleph Beis has a numeric value, Gematria. Now the Gematria of the letters of Aleph Beis goes from Aleph is number 1, goes up till Tuf is 400, and then it continues on when you take the end letters, the Seifiyos, it continues on. You have 5 end letters, Mansapach. So if you continue on and you start Chaf Sofis and then Mem Sofis, etc., you continue on 500, 600, 700, 800, and the highest number is Tzadik Sofit, which is representing 900. The highest number possible to get in the Aleph Beis is 999. Tzadik Sofis, Tzadik Tes. Once you get to that, then you mashlim all the numbers to go to what? To 1,000. That's where you get to. 1,000, the word 1,000 is Aleph Lamed Pei, which also can be read as Aleph. Once you reach that number, you go back to Aleph. You go back to the one. Meaning the number, the ultimate number, the most expandable number in this world is 1,000. So this we start, that when we want to say the ultimate reward, we say that a person reaches and receives 1,000 generations. Aleph Dor, meaning the ultimate reward possible, the ultimate expansion of this world, that's what a person with Yore Hashem gets. What about Ava? So look at the Mara like this. When a person is Oyev Hashem, he's not only representing this world, he's representing a duality. And as it explains in the Siv Avas Hashem, means this person sees Oylam Hazeh and Oylam Habo. He has both. So he's not going to get only 1,000, which represents the completion, the ultimate expansion of this world. He's getting the completion, ultimate expansion of the world to come as well. And Oyim HaKadover seems to be as follows. Oylam HaHazeh is an Oylam of Din, of judgment. Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu livur isa Oylam bo midas hadin. The world comes to be midas hadin. A person has to do things, and through that, he needs to reach a destination, a goal. When a person does not do good, he gets punished for it. And Oylam HaBo, even though that's the one who comes after this world, we have the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is revealed. The really, the whole purpose of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us reward. As the Ramchal starts, Midas HaToiv LeHeitiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to bestow good upon us. And that's something that's revealed in the world to come. Someone who has Yiras Hashem, he's in awe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the Midah that he is acting upon is the Midah of Yiro, which belongs to this world. He gets the full expansion of this world. One was Oyvin Me'ava. He is connected to the Midas HaToyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which belongs not only to this world, but to the world to come. That what you have in this world is a result of what you have in the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is revealed completely in the next world. So he has a Shaykhis of 2,000 generations, 1,000 for this world, and 1,000 for the world to come. And we can add to this what the Ein Eliyahu says here in the end of the Perek, which maybe explains it a little bit more. Because the end of the parak right now, in the middle of this Amud, we have the two Talmidim of Rava. The one was Oyvid Me'ava, one was Oyvid Me'ira. The one who's Oyvim Me'ahava, which Pasuk is he revealed? Someone will be happy and joyful with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one who's Oyvim Me'ir, which Pasuk does he see? Marav Tuvcho She'tzofanto Li'irecho. So says the Ein Eliyahu, the Oyvim Me'ir, he has the Toiv, he has the reward later. Tzofanto is hidden, and you will get to it eventually. The one who's Oyvim Me'ahava sees the good side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reward, the chesed of Hashem, every single day, he sees it right away. That's the difference in the psukim. The Oyvim Me'ir says, look at the good that the Yireim of Hashem will have eventually. The one who's Oyvim Me'ahava, he sees it right now. They always have the joy. According to the Maharal, this connects beautifully. Because this is the chiluk. Oyvim Me'ir is someone, he's right now in this world. He doesn't see the world to come. He doesn't see that Noga of Chesed. So he belongs to Elev Dor, or the completion of this world. Though even Me'avo, already in this world, he is sensing and feeling the world to come as well. He has both worlds together. And that's why his Shaiches is to 2,000 generations. These are deep ideas that's Kedai very much to be Me'ayin in them. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.